Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Burt Show.
All right, this was Amanda on Friday.
Well, I'm 33 now. And I've never had a relationship last more than a year. Mm-hmm. You know, usually 6 months it starts to go downhill.
All right, so every day we're going to get an ex-boyfriend on with us who's going to detail for us exactly why the relationship didn't work out. Because she wants to sort of take a look at them all and try to figure out how she can get better moving forward. So we talked to this dude, John, yesterday, who dated her 13 years ago in college. We didn't get a whole bunch. I mean, it was 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I think first and foremost, you know, it was a long time ago and we were kind of young. So I'd say about half a year into being together. To me, as a 21-year-old, she just got really homebody-ish. It felt like we were in our 30s all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. And her excuse for all this was like, well, you know, we should stay in because we have tests next week. And I don't know, I was more into, you know, partying.
All right, 13 years ago.
Well, and I think that's typical. Like, you know, somebody in the relationship usually is more serious about it than the other. And it just, you know, sounds like she was more wanting to be the, you know, cuddling at home rather than go out and party. And
well,
he didn't.
And it sounded like, too, yesterday in the longer conversation that at first, the first 6 months, she was like a socialite and like wanted to go out a lot. And they had a lot, you mm-hmm. know, of stuff going in common. But then as the relationship progressed, she wanted to be home more. So he didn't like that. He wanted to still party. But he also was really nice about it and mm-hmm. said, dude, we were 21.
Yeah. Right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And he also said that she ended up graduating way before he did.
Yeah. So there we go.
All right. So Nathan here is an ex-boyfriend, and we don't have to go back 13 years. We just have to go back 3 years. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How
good
are
morning.
You today?
Good, good, good.
All right. So you know what we're doing here, right? We talked to Amanda last week, and she's hip on doing this. So she's probably listening right now, and she's compiling notes. We're going to talk to her at the end of this week or maybe on Monday.
But you don't have to talk to her. So
no.
You can
okay.
be honest.
Right.
You're safe. You're in the safety zone.
Exactly.
All right. Good to know.
So you guys dated 3 years ago?
Yeah, it's about 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for how long?
It was probably like 7 months, I guess.
Okay. All right. Now, first guy was how long?
First guy was almost a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 7 months. And just sort of give us a history of the relationship. Things were great, obviously, at first. There must have been some kind of turning point eventually where one of you guys broke it off.
I sort of broke it off just because, you know, at that time I was wild and I was going out. And it just, you know, she wanted to just sort of stay at home and relax and... She also had sort of a hard time getting along with my friends because there was a little bit of an age difference. So,
what was the age difference?
Well, I'm 24 right now. So when we dated, I was probably like 21. Just okay. turned 20, 21.
And she was 30?
She must have been 30 then, yeah.
Wow.
She's told us that before, right?
That's not a little bit of an age difference.
That's a 9-year age difference.
That's a big one.
Yeah. So it's the same issue with the same age of the guy. She was just a different age.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, because she was younger. With yesterday's guy, they were the same age.
Right. No, I'm saying he was 21 and this guy was 21.
Yeah.
Even, you know, so
she's been boring her whole life.
She's like dazed and confused. That's
but
what she
she's
likes
dating
about 21 year
old. Yeah, 21 year old guy.
She gets older and they stay the same
age.
But she's showing a pattern here, like maybe because she's not that way, she's attracted to guys that are.
Maybe.
You got party guy in college.
Yeah.
Now, when you guys initially met, did you meet in a bar or a party setting, or how did you initially meet?
Well, she has a younger brother, and I met her through her younger brother. So.
Okay.
And
nice.
Was it party, party, party in the beginning of your relationship, and then at some point it tailed off?
You know, I think she put on a good face, you know, for maybe a week or two, but then it pretty quickly was, oh, why don't we stay home tonight? Why don't we not go out? So,
but you must
I was 21
have
years
her.
Old. She's a really great girl, but, you know, I was 21 years old, and mm-hmm. I wanted to go out and have fun.
But you must have liked her if that happened right away in the relationship.
There's definitely a lot of chemistry there. There's definitely a lot of sexual chemistry. So,
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
When you guys would go out and you would do your party thing, would she get her drink on pretty good, or was she always sober and sort of in control of things?
Sober. She was the DD for me and my friends a few times.
Oh, that's sad. Hey, okay. Nathan, can your mom come get us?
It's my girlfriend! Stop saying that! Kick your ass in beer pong and you're just mad! Take you down in Flip Cup, too!
Would she get annoyed by you and your friends because she was sober and you guys were hammered all the time?
Like I said, she put on a good face a little while, but yeah, it was pretty clear that there was a problem with the partying. You know, like I said, we were 21 years old. Right. We were going out to get drunk, not just socialize.
Right.
So. Okay. That really wasn't her scene. So. Mm-hmm.
She certainly knew what she was getting into. So even though she's saying it's not her scene,
it's the same, but it's the exact same scenario
story as yesterday. Yeah. So we are starting to build a pattern here that she dates party, party, party guys, and she doesn't like to party.
Right.
Okay. Anything else there?
And she didn't give you a hard time about going out and partying? She was cool?
No, I mean, she wanted me to stay home with her all the time. So, yeah, right. I mean, it sort of became an issue. That's ultimately why we broke up. You know, it was an issue with, I don't want to go out, and I did want to go out. So,
if you were going to give her some advice now on her next relationship, what would it be?
I would say whoever she dates, she's got to meet halfway, because she was pretty obstinate towards the end there. I mean, she, like I said, she's a nice girl, but towards the end there, it was just my way or, you know, not the highway, because I was sort of the one that broke it off. But, you know, it just go out and, I don't know. Don't be such a homebody.
So she wasn't even willing to go out with you at the very end. She's like, you go do your thing. Come on back.
Like last 2 or 3 months now.
Okay.
Not.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. All right. This is a nice big piece to the puzzle here then.
Thank you, Nathan.
Yep. All right, guys.
Really appreciate your time, man.
All right. Yeah. Glad to help.
Thank you.
Right, bye.
Well, okay. Sounds to me like she doesn't need to date a 21-year-old. She needs to date a guy that is okay to be a homebody.
55-year-old.
Now, she did tell us initially that she did date younger guys, right?
Yep.
So
right.
She sort of she said, I gave us that red flag.
I usually date a year or two younger, I think.
Not 9
quote.
Years younger.
I'm going to laugh if every one of these damn ex-boyfriends is 21 years old. It's going to be like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah. It would almost be too obvious if that was...
Well, no, keep in mind that we keep saying that, but the one we talked to yesterday... She was only a year older than him. Like,
right.
He was still young, but he was their boyfriend from 10 years ago.
They were both young, yeah.
So.
I understand, but I just find it interesting that regardless of her age, again, the guys are the same. The guys.
Same type guy, party guy, and she's not a party girl.
Right.
Okay. We'll see if it happens again tomorrow. That'll be interesting.
Tomorrow morning, same time, we'll have ex-boyfriend number 3 on. Tracy here thinks that we're being unfair. Hey, Tracy.
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, you guys were saying yesterday that it seems like she kind of changed her personality. She was all outgoing at first. I'm talking about the first guy, of course. But what I wanted to stress was that, I mean, she was pre-law at the time. Maybe her classes weren't as hard or as demanding. But, I mean, as that second semester rolled around, she really had to buckle down.
Sure.
And this guy today, it's like, whatever. You're 21. Are you kidding me?
But
you know.
She chose him. I mean, that's the point that I think I'm making is she's choosing these guys that party a lot, even though she doesn't party much. So maybe that will be the continued trend throughout the week. We don't know.
Who knows?
We'll see.
All right, Tracy, thank you.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.